What's up, everybody? It's your boy Luis, aka Truth.com, aka Listen to My Shit. And today I'm bringing you guys something a little different. I wanted to know if it's easier or harder to date in your 30s. We all know that dating can be very hit or miss, especially in today's fast-paced world where everyone has a short attention span and a long list of potential partners. On top of that, we have social media rearing its ugly face every chance it gets, making us want more and better, and more importantly, making others want what we have, and sometimes vice versa. Now, add to all that, having experienced plenty of good, bad, and straight-up ugly relationships, I wanted to know how difficult it was to date and find someone who wants the same thing you do at this stage in your life. So, join me and a few of my good close friends as we discuss their experiences and what they've learned while trying to date and find a long-term relationship in their 30s. Today, I'm here with Rosanna Chula, Pretty Brown Eyes on Instagram. Thank you for joining me.
No problem.
All right, so today's episode, I wanted to talk to people in their 30s. I won't disclose your age, but you're in your 30s, right?
Yes.
And how hard or easy it is to date in your 30s. I know people have different experiences, so I want to find out your experience. Personally, do you think it's easier or harder to date in your 30s?
I think it's harder. You know, there's a lot of factors that come into our lives as we get older. When you're like in your 20s or late teens, you know, everybody for the most part either doesn't have kids or they do like I did. You know, so it's very... you're not expecting much, I guess, when you're young. And then as you get older, you kind of expect a lot more. And then, you know, like I said, there's a lot of factors. People have kids. People have ex-wives, ex-husbands, baby mamas, multiple baby daddies, you know. However, and I think all that consistently, like, it just makes things a lot harder. Because you're not having to take just that person. You have to take a lot of baggage with it.
Well, let me ask you, because you touched on one of the questions I was going to ask. You said people expect more from you. What are the things that you've noticed that people expect more from you at this age, or that you expect from them at this age, rather, like that you didn't in your early 20s?
I think when I was younger, I honestly didn't expect someone to have a lot of stability just in their own life, aside from me, aside from the dating aspect or whatever. I guess that's kind of I won't say red flag. That's kind of like a deal breaker. Like, if you don't really got your shit together, and I'm not saying, like, you know, $100,000 a year, all this other, you know, unrealistic bullshit. But, you know, if you kind of don't really have your own life together, like, how am I expected to fit into your life? You know what I mean? Or how are you expecting me to fit? You know, I'm over here working a full-time job and take care of my kids and do what I got to do, have my goals, and, you know, you're kind of still trailing back there, you know? And I would think the same with someone looked at me like, oh, you're barely here, you know? Maybe I don't have a house yet, or I don't have the newest car or something. And there's guys that are like that. I have come across it where my expectation is at least kind of have some ambition like I do, kind of have some kind of drive to do and want more in life, you know? I don't know. I can't sit and be complacent. I can't sit and be okay with, I get by, you know? And I think when you're like in your 20s, when you're young, like that doesn't fucking matter. You're kind of like, eh.
You kind of touched on something I was going to ask. So like now that you're older, are you more aware or less aware of like the red flags? Cause you touched on that. So do you notice the red flags more like quicker now? Do you react to them?
Yeah. And I think to some degree, I want to say probably in my last relationship, I kind of didn't really, you know what, let me give someone the benefit of the doubt, you know, and even though I kind of seen the red flag in the beginning, something that, it wasn't a super red flag, it was just something I was kind of like, I kind of don't like that, you know, it's not a deal breaker, but I kind of don't like it, and then I still kind of, I could have not wasted, you know, 10 months of my time, you know, I could have, I don't know, in the end, it was kind of like, I hurt them by being like, I'm done, you know, so maybe, I don't know, I could have spared someone's feelings to a point. But I try to see the best in everybody, I guess. I kind of give people the benefit of the doubt because I wasn't so great 15 years ago either, you know?
So red flags aren't necessarily red. They're like, they start off pinkish.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes they're like, you know, they're faded red.
Yeah. You've been in the sun a while.
No, but for sure, like, yeah, now, I mean, oh, definitely compared to the past, you know, like motherfucker has a criminal record. I was like, oh, fuck it, whatever, you know, and it's just fun for now. And who cares? you know, exactly like the writing dirty, you know, like, are we all going to jail if we get pulled over? What the fuck, you know? I was like, fuck it, let's roll. We're gonna go party. Let's go out. Who cares, you know? Now I'm like, what do you got on you? You know, like, wait a minute here. You know, are you still in that lifestyle? Are you still in that bullshit? You know, you know, you look for that a lot more. And like I said, I mean, to some point, I don't want to say it was probably a big red flag in my last relationship, but it was something I definitely found myself kind of having an issue with it. And I kind of chose to, like, let's see where it goes, you know? Let me see. And nothing changed, you know, unfortunately. So, lesson learned.
Well, yeah, I mean, as long as you learn something from it, that's cool. I mean, that's kind of like something that I'm trying to see with these conversations. It's like, did we actually learn something? Like, are we still making the same mistakes that we did in our 20s? Or like, what has changed?
No, definitely not. I don't think so. And I don't know, I guess I stay single very for a good amount of time. I don't tend to go from relationship to relationship. It takes me a minute to even be like, okay, you know, I'll call this something serious.
Well, let me ask you about that. Let me ask you about that. So that's one of the questions that I had. Most people that I ask, they say that it is, harder to date in your 30s. But seeing how, like, in your 30s, we know more, you have more experience. Most of us are in a better place in our life than we were in our 20s. Most of us already have our cars. We have license. We're not no longer riding dirty. You know what I mean? We have our life a little bit more together. Some people say it's easier to date because, we're on, we have our, we have our shit together, so to speak. But they claim that the real problem is the long-term relationships. Do you agree with that? Do you think it's harder to have a long-term relationship when you're older?
Yeah, definitely. Again, like I said, I feel like in looking at, you know, friends of mine, you know, people I know in my life or whatever, I honestly have not had a relationship over a year for like 15 years, just because, and I've only had three relationships in that time.
Damn.
Yeah, because I'm like, no, if you don't plan on staying, I mean, I have my children, and that's a big thing too. I don't plan on bringing, you know, every person into my children's lives. I don't plan on them being like, oh, now she's with this guy. Oh, now she's with this guy. Oh, now she's with this guy. Oh, now it's somebody else, you know? So really, if I'm not seeing there's something long term, or they're not kind of making that effort, or, you know, they're not speaking in that manner or something, you know, after we're kicking it, we're cool for a good minute, then why even, you know, it's again, it's dealing with exes, it's dealing with ex-husbands, ex-wives, jealous people, you know, ex-exes, ex-boyfriends, girlfriends, not even the baby mama, you know, like just other ex-girlfriends. It's dealing with that shit that it's almost easier to like, okay, I guess I'll take the company for now, you know. And at some point, if it works out, it works out. I've only, like I said, in the past 10 years, I've had two relationships, and one was a lot younger than me, and it was okay, but again, it was, yeah, baby mama, his mom, like it was just drama.
Okay, so you touched on something that I kind of wanted to ask, because I know most girls are, well, I'm saying our age because we're around the same age. Our age, don't want to casually date. A lot of them have this mentality that they say, like, my next relationship will be my last relationship. I know they don't exactly mean it. They're not going to force you to stay, but they go into relationships with the mentality that they're going to be with this person. It sounds to me, but correct me if I'm wrong, that you're cool with like dating, but it's not really like you don't go into it expecting it to be a long-term thing.
No, because it's never usually like that. I mean, the ones that are, you know, oh my God, I wanted to marry you. You have no fucking goals. No, like, I mean, you're sitting at my table at this point. You know what I mean? You're not bringing shit to the table. So, no, I'm not like, oh yeah, I'm gonna stay with this person forever. You know, once, of course, once we got down the line and it was like, okay, you're not really pushing to do what you need to do, you know? And then that person's thing was like, but I wanted to marry you, but I want to stay with you. That was gonna be my last, so I'm not gonna date nobody again. And I'm like, all right, relax, you know, shut up, you know, knock it off. But I don't go into shit I don't go into shit right away thinking like, oh, it's the last person, you know? I've been let down a lot where I've been like, oh, this feels good, you know? This feels right. And then just fucking shit goes to shit or something, you know? Fucking baby mama comes back, ex-wife, something comes back, and you know what? I have to work it out for my kids. And I'm like, go ahead. If that's where you feel you need to be, go for it, you know? Like, whatever. It is what it is, you know? I'm not going to fight over a guy or you know, sit there and be that female of, well, if she's making it problems, then don't see your kids. Or, you know, being that I have my kids as well, you know? So I feel like, I don't know. It's hard. It's very hard. But I don't go into it like, I'm going to marry this, my last relationship. I'm going to marry this person, you know? To be honest, I almost feel like, fuck, am I ever going to find anybody? Or am I going to be by myself? You know what I mean? Like, it's ugly. It's ugly nowadays to think that way.
And let me ask. So like now that at this age we carry our own baggage, and I don't want to say kids are baggage, but I mean, people might see them that way. I have my own kids too. I'll consider them baggage at this point, you know? And like you just said, a lot of people deal with their baby mamas and, you know, their kids and stuff like that. Does that hold you back more than before?
Kids, I'll never be discriminated being the fact that I have kids. Like, how the fuck am I going to be like, I'm not going to date you because I have kids and I got three of my own. Mind you, my kids, I mean, my baby's in seventh grade. You know what I mean? So I don't really have, like, babies. But I never would say no just on the base on the fact that you have kids. You have kids. You know, who's to change all that? When you want to talk about, I guess I've, in my particular case, that I've been the felon. I've been the fucking... The one with the record. I've been the one that's been to jail. I've been through all that shit and have come so far to get out of all that lifestyle and get out of that bullshit and work my way up to where I'm at now. I really don't want to deal with someone that's on fucking parole. I really don't want to deal with someone that's having to go check in with their PO. It's not going to be like, hey, it makes you a bad person. We all go through our shit. And I know I am better than of that than anybody because I've been there. But it's not something I want to deal with right now. I don't want to deal with someone's, we can't go out of state. We can't go to Vegas because you can't leave the state, you know, like, fuck, we can't go to Rosarito because you can't leave the country. Like, fuck. And not because you're a paisa or something, but you know, cause you have a record and you can't leave the country, you know? I want to be able to, we're going to fucking take off. Fuck it. Let's go. You know, let me just ask my boss for days off or something. Not necessarily like, oh, you know, I can't because, you know, whatever. Everybody, like I said, everybody deserves chances. And there's, you know, when I was going through all my shit of getting my life back together after fucking it up royally and going to jail and all that, I didn't have nobody. I worked on that on my own. You know, I took that time to take care of myself and work on myself and getting shit together for myself and my children, you know? But I guess I won't say it's not a, like, I'll probably be cool with you, but I won't attempt to date you. You know what I mean? I may not be like, oh, hell no, fool, but I might just be like, oh, that's cool, homie. You know, leave it at that. You know, you kind of feel people out, but.
I mean, so more or less than like your standards have gotten a little higher.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like, I was the one writing to the homies in fucking jail. And, you know, I had a dude that was busted and shit like that. Now I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, I'm fucking good, you know? And it's, I don't know, it's hard. It's hard in general because you feel almost like the way society, the way this generation is now, it's like, it's a bad thing to have standards and wants. And just as much as I'm sure a guy wouldn't want some fucking lazy ass bitch that does nothing with her life, but expect you to fucking feed her, finance her, fuck her, everything.
Get her nails done, get her hair did.
Yeah, and that's cool. Like, if that's something, like, my man's like, here, babe, like, you know, I'll do them. Or let me do that for you. Okay, cool, but not, I'm expecting it. Because I'll go do my own shit. I'll do my own fucking hair. I'll do my own nails. I'll do my own things, you know? But, again, it's, you know, you're not, it's like a double standard. Like, you're not allowed to have those standards and wants and you know, I need the person on this level at least, because then it's like, oh, you fucking suck up, bitch. Oh, how dare you? And I'm like, what? So then I have to I'm supposed to be taking in the fucking low life, fucking shitty baby daddies who still run the street and still get busted. You know, that's because that's what comes to me. You know, like, no. You know, I don't expect dudes to get some random ass, again, you know, bitch with 10 million kids that doesn't do shit but sits on welfare. You know, like, oh, that's all you deserve. You shouldn't have a standard of wanting better than that. No, everybody should want something better, you know? Yeah.
Well, no, let me ask you this, because I know, like, I mean, at least me personally and stuff like that, like, when I did grow, when I was growing up and I grew up in the hood, you obviously, you know, you date the people in your school or your hood or who you work with and stuff like that. And, like, let's say if you grew up in the hood, you all you got is hood people. And
yes,
that's kind of who you date. But, like, right now you say you're getting older and you don't want to deal with those people. How do you feel about, like, opening your options by, like, with dating sites and stuff like that? Like, now that you're older, would you be open to using those? Or you're like, nah, I'm not down
with that. I do. I do have some. And, again, it's kind of like those, I don't know. It's hard. Those are very hard because you can portray yourself to be this fucking wonderful person, guy or girl. I don't care who, in general, on dating sites, you know? You can paint this fucking beautiful picture and be the complete fucking opposite, just like social media. I know girls that are fucking piece of shit mothers, fucking party more than taking care of their children. And they're, you know, oh my God, girl, you're so beautiful, fucking strong ass woman. And I'm like, the fuck? That bitch is a piece of shit. You know, what the fuck?
Well, do you think social media makes it harder, though? Like, everybody blames social on social media. Everybody.
It's not that it blames it. I think it just, again, too, you have social media setting a standard of this bitch has to have a fucking tiny waist, big boobs, big butt, you know, filtered ass. Then we all filter our shit and you always want to put yourself out in the best light possible. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not saying like filtered, but in general, you're not going to put a fucking ugly picture up. You're going to put your best picture you've taken. You know what I mean? If you have a nice picture, you're going to put that up because you always want to present yourself in the best light. And that's just across the board, not in a bad way. That's in general. You know what I mean? Like, who wants to fucking be looked at fucked up and ugly? But I think with the generation and with social media, guys expect bitches to have fucking three kids and look like they never had one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Girls expect dudes to fucking, you know, I don't know, there's so much shit, you know, have a fucking big ass weenie. I don't know. It's fucking stupid. But it creates so many unrealistic expectations that I feel like these dudes and girls, men and women, chase that unrealistic expectation. You know, the guy that's fucking partying with a good fucking job and fucking rings and money and bands and a fucking nice car and, you know, trips this and trips that but he don't take care of his fucking kids.
Well, you know, it's funny because to me personally, like, in my opinion, it's weird because, okay, so I'm sitting here, I have my car. It's not a brand new car, but it's my car. It's paid off. I don't have to pay anybody for it. Nobody can come and repo it. It's my car sitting in my driveway. I'm living in my own place by myself. I have all the room in the fucking world. If I want to bring anybody home when my girl comes over to visit me, you know what I mean? It's cool. No issues. No, you know, my bills are all paid. My cell phone's paid. I'm comfortable as shit. You don't see me posting that I'm out like every night living it up, and people will look at it and be like, damn, this fool has no life. Yet the people that I know, that I see with my eyes personally, that are out every night, and people are like, oh my God, he's so cool. He's always going out. He's at these restaurants and shit. You know, they're behind on their car payments. They don't live by themselves. They either live with like 10 roommates or still with their parents. And I just sit back and I don't sit here and talk to anybody, but I'm like, look, if I was a girl and I'm looking at these two guys, yeah, this guy's going to attract my attention because he's always out, he has nice clothes, he's partying it up. But if I wanted to settle down, I'd go with the guy that's not out every night and has his own place and has his own car and has his all, you know, his shit together. But social media doesn't allow for that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I think that, again, goes back from like your 20s to your 30s. In your 20s, you're looking for that flashiness and that, you know, fun, fun, fun. And, and, you know, this and that. And, you know, it's not too bad that he lives with his mom, because we're all in our fucking 20s still, you know? We're still trying to get out there. We're in school. We're this, we're that. Compared to your 30s, it's like, fuck, like, you're still with your mom, you know? And I mean, I guess you could say if you live in fucking OC, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, it's kind of expensive down there, you know? But if you can afford to be, you know, with a nice ass car and nice ass clothes and be out partying every VIPs, blah blah, like, why don't you get your own spot, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
if you can afford that, I'd rather put that towards my house and go out every once in a while instead of every fucking weekend. Yeah. You know, but again, like I said, it's for the gram, you know? It's this is what attracts. But like I said, as you get into your 30s, like, I'm not looking for that shit. I'm not looking for who's out partying every weekend, you know? That's cool if you want to go out. I love to fucking go out. I love music. I love what I do. And I have a lot of fun. It makes me happy. I'm not necessarily drunk out there or getting fucked up, or I get burned out even doing that, you know, going in and spinning records and whatnot. That burns me out after a while. I'm just like, fuck, I'm going to stay home, you know? I don't want to go out. But I get paid, you know, I get paid, and some of it, you know, we've done it for, you know, pop-ups or, I don't know, charity shit, and that's cool too and whatnot. But that's what I would look for. Like, okay, yeah, so maybe he's not out partying and shit, but again, I'm not picking the motherfucker up because they repoed his car, you know? And I'm the same, like I said, what, I don't have a brand new car. I don't drive, I don't carry a Louis Vuitton purse. I don't, you know, fucking Gucci sandals and all this shit, but I can come home to my apartment. I could drive my car, you know. Nobody's, you know, repoing my shit or whatever, you know. And I don't have money for plastic surgery, so, you know, heaven forbid, you know.
Oh no, another thing I noticed, okay, so like social media, because we're talking about that right now, a lot of people claim that it's the reason because, you know, that they break up because it's easy to talk to so many people at once. Now, for single people that don't have to be accused of cheating, how do you feel using social media to talk to more than one person at a time when you're just dating? Like, is that cool with you?
I mean, I want to say you give your attention to who you want to give your attention to. You make time for who you want to make time for. I could talk to 10 different fucking dudes and maybe every single one is somewhat shown an interest or, you know, express some type of interest. It doesn't mean it's consistently going to go. And I would think the same with men, you know? Yeah, maybe you're going to talk to 5 or 6 different girls, but it's kind of like the same. Like, you figure out who you're sitting there talking to. You figure out who you're into. You figure out where the conversation. Sometimes I'm like, dude, this fucking guy's fine. And the motherfucker can't hold a conversation to save his life, you know? And I'm like, I'm good. You know, like, you're cute and all, but I'm good. and again, you know, they'll still hit me up, what's up girl, oh I'm good, you know. It's not me being fucked up to anybody. If I legitly start like kicking it, spending time with someone, then yeah, I kind of will just be like, oh hey, hi, you know. I'll kind of just leave it alone. I'm not gonna sit there and be trying to talk to I don't know how many other guys at the same time. I'm kind of just gonna leave it at, you know. And again, that's where it's like, it's that, you know, are the red flags, like, do they, not that they have to talk to you every single day, but do they make the time to talk to you? Or is it that you have to be hitting them up all the time, you know? Because then they probably got 10 million other girls hitting them up all the time, and which is cool. But I feel like, again, you make time for who you want, regardless of social media or whatever, you still see relationships that are very long lasting. That doesn't mean shit. Social media don't mean shit in that case, you know?
Yeah.
You make and stay loyal or faithful to who you want to.
Yeah.
No one makes you do anything.
That's the damn truth. That is. And that's crazy to me too. Like, even if it's because of social media, like if you guys both get off of social media, but he wants to talk to people, he'll find somebody to talk to at work. He'll find the neighbor. He'll find somebody at the grocery store. They'll find a way. It's people that want the attention. You know what I mean? So yeah,
yep.
I get that. Now,
exactly.
Now, let's say at our age, I know for a fact that I've been through heartbreak and my fair share of times of being disappointed by people. I'm sure you have. I don't want to speak for you, but does fear of another heartbreak keep you from dating or from wanting to date at this stage?
I think it's more of like, not heartbreak. I mean, I've had one big heartbreak and it's only been because he passed away, you know, and that's something that you can't change. You know what I mean? It's not, but why, you know, like, I don't have that answer, you know? So that's not, I don't want to say it's a heartbreak type of thing. I think it's more of like, I don't want to be disappointed down the line. I don't want to give someone so much of my time, bring them into my children's lives, do all that just to be like, fuck, you aren't who you said you were.
Yeah.
You aren't who you portrayed yourself to be, you know, or anything like that. That's where I think it's like, I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to feel let down.
So to an extent, like not the heartbreak, but the disappointment. It does kind of.
The disappointment. I want to say it's more the disappointment. Like, fuck, is it easier just to stay by myself? Yes, it's lonely as fuck. Yeah, I don't have anyone to do, you know, the couple things with, to call and be like, dude, I got a fucking promotion. Like something I've busted my ass for so long, you know? Or even the hurt and the sad and the, you know, somebody sick in my family. Like I have. You don't have that person to call and that shoulder to lean on, you know, that you would have in a relationship. You don't have that. And so that, I mean, it does get not depressing, but yeah, to a point it just feels like, fuck, you know, but at the same time, I'm like, but I ain't going to settle just, you know, be with someone just to be by myself, not to be by myself.
Yeah.
I'd rather be alone.
Yeah. And that makes sense. Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of people my age around me are in pretty committed relationships. You know, they've settled down with somebody, whether it be friends, family. A few of them already buying houses together, you know, having their fifth kid. Do you ever feel any pressure from family, maybe from your kids or just from friends to, like, find yourself in a committed relationship, not only because you want it, but because you just kind of feel like, damn, I'm being left behind by everybody?
I mean, my family, I want to say, like, my mom's just like, I hope you find someone, you know, you're a good woman. And I mean, she lives with me, she's here, you know, I take care of her and whatnot. So she just knows the struggle of a single mother, and she knows the struggle that I go through and how I bust my ass and hustle and whatnot. When it comes to like my dad, my brother, you know, the males in the family are just like, why are you with that fucking lame? Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, being typical brothers and, you know, being typical fathers and shit. But it's like, dude, anybody I fucking ever talk to, you guys don't like. So what do you want me to do? You know, like you shoot down every person that comes around. So what do you want me to do? As far as friends, again, I don't think I'm not pressured. It just feels like, fuck, everybody's got somebody. I have almost no friends that are single, like single. Everyone has, yeah, if they're not married, they're, long-term committed relationship, have kids, you know, they live together. They're either trying to buy a house, they're renting together, something. So it's kind of like, fuck, like, let's all go to Rosarito. And it's like all couples and me.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. And that's like, where that question came about. You know what I mean? Because not necessarily that you feel pressure that they're telling you, hey, be with somebody, but exactly what you said. You know, people, they're like, hey, let's go on a date. And what they mean is, hey, me and my husband are going to go out, come with your partner. And then you're sitting there kind of like assholes. You know
what I mean? I don't go. Yeah. They'll be like, bring the ex. And I'm like, fuck, no.
No, they do not say that.
Like, you guys are cool. Like, you know, and I'm like, yeah, we're cool. But doesn't mean I want to spend every fucking, go to everything with them. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Yeah.
Now, this whole idea of, like, trying to figure out, like, if it's harder or not today in your 30s because of friends, personal conversations I've had with friends where, like, they feel like time's running out for them. Like, I don't know if you know, I have a different mentality from people, but I've noticed that, like, people in their 40s are still living it up. Like, they're probably having more fun than people in their 20s and people in their 50s. And, again, because most, you know, they learn to enjoy life and, like, kind of realize what's important and what's not. But do you ever get that feeling of like, shit, time is running out? Like, kind of like, I'm gonna hit.
I don't feel time is running out. I just feel like, fuck, I should already fucking been settled down by now. Being that my kids this year are turning 19, 16, and 12. So they're not little, where I get, you know, when my kids are younger, it's harder to have long relationships. You know, they're fucking little. They're small. You got to deal with fucking baby daddy. There's a lot of exchange with the kids and all that kind of shit compared to now. Like, my older ones kind of do whatever, you know, my oldest is already an adult and in college and works and does his own thing. So it's not like I have to sit there and deal with, you know, the parent and you know, when are you going to go see your dad or when are you going to do this? Or I don't have to do all that anymore. So it almost feels like, I mean, I've literally probably sat and seen females that I know. And, you know, I know them in real life. I know them, not just like social media. I know them and they are fucking pieces of shit people. And I'm like, how the fuck are they fucking wifed up? Like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah. That
It feels that way. It feels that way to be like, what the fuck's so wrong with me? And I mean, about 4 years ago, I had a weight loss surgery, Kim.
Okay.
I lost a good amount of weight. I've gained back maybe about 25 pounds. But still, nowhere near what the fuck I weighed before.
Mm-hmm.
And I really was like, cool, maybe that's what it is. You know, maybe it's my weight. Maybe it's, you know, because I would always get the dudes that'd be like, oh, but you're so pretty and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, you just want to be a fucking, be with the big girl fucking behind closed doors. You know, fuck you. So whatever, you know. And yeah. I lost weight and whatever. And yeah, as I lost weight, I got more and more attention from males. And then it's the same shit. Like, you're just trying to fucking get out my pants. Fuck you. You know? Now I'm fucking smaller. Now I'm, you know, more curvy than, you know, just chunky. And now you're like, oh, fuck. What's up, girl? Like, oh, shit. You know? You're still just trying to get out my pants. You're trying to fucking be with me. You know? And I guess to some degree, I thought like, okay, cool. I lose the weight. You know? I'll actually find someone. Someone will want to be in a relationship with me. Somebody will want to date me. And it fucking didn't change. It didn't change either way. And it's the mentality. It's I grew up wanting that like old school love that doesn't exist very much. It does, but it's not very often anymore. You know, I grew up watching my grandparents together since they were 14, and my grandma passed away at 84. So 70 years of their life they spent dating and married out of their 84 years of being alive.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy. You know, like they knew every single thing about each other like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
And I was always just like, dude, like fucking relationship goals, you know, like obviously I ain't gonna find nobody that long now because I'm fucking gonna be 40 in a couple years. I'm like already fucking killed half that time, but you know, like, dude, am I gonna find someone that I get to like be old with at some point, you know, or is it just kind of, you know, who's gonna pass through?
You know what I've been thinking about is because this is about just how hard or how easy it is today in your 30s, but like, this conversation is kind of making me want to hold like a whole other round of interviews of like, what keeps a relationship that long? Because I've had conversations and I've known girls that are like gorgeous. Like you meet them and even guys, you know, I know that are like, you're handsome or like, you have a good job or like, dude. And then like, they're still single. You know what I mean? It's not just like, wait, and you, like you touched on it. Like, oh, you know, I was bigger and now I'm like, no, there's like some amazingly good looking girls out there that are single too, or they got cheated on too. And it's like what keeps somebody together for so long? Because most people say, you know, it's like, oh, it's communication and understanding. I'm pretty sure it goes a little further than that. We're going to have to touch on that more. Now, let me ask you this, because you said you're running out of time. What if you could be somebody's, you know, long-term relationship, meaning maybe a 20-year-old. You said you're going to be damn near 40 soon. You put that out there, not me. Has your age preference changed at all? Like, are you willing to date older than before and younger than before now that you're in this, you know, age range?
I think I'm more willing to date a little older than I was, obviously, probably even in my early 30s. Like, ew, 45? And now I'm like, oh, shit, that's only like 8 years old. Now I'm like, fuck, you know? And it's not a bad thing. I mean, like, kind of like you said before, like, that whole, like, my son is, like, waiting to be 21 so he can go party with me. And that's only, like, 2 years away. I won't even be 40 yet, you know? Yeah. So it's, like, it's so funny to, like, he's like, dude, I can't wait to be fucking 21, you know? You can take me partying, you know? And I've taken him. 18 and over shit, I take him. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried, like, fuck, I'm going to be this old maid at home with no life because I'm 40, you know? and I'm still single or something.
Now, seeing that your son's almost going to be 21, like, do you feel any type of way if you get, like, a 25-year-old hitting on you? Or, like, would you even date somebody that age?
More now? Yeah, I'm kind of like, fool, you're, like, 5 years older than my kid. No. Honestly, a lot of them, it's that whole, I just want to be with the older chick. You know, they figure, well, they got their shit together. They're going to spoil me. No. No. I got kids to take care of. I ain't trying to take care of another kid.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
And that just as well goes for older. You know, it's not necessarily just younger. Just it kind of seems more, it's more of a thing with younger guys. I had a guy message me on Instagram like last week, and he's like, what's up, girl? You know, whatever. And I'm like, oh, hey, hi. You know, just kind of making conversation. And he's like, so what's up? When can we go out or something? And I'm like, how old are you? You know, and he's like, 25, but hey, age is just a number. And this and that. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, thank you, though, you know?
Yeah.
That's really sweet. You know, I'm not being a bitch about it. You know, I'm just like, oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you so much, you know? And he's like, age is a number. I'll show you. I don't act like no 25-year-old. And this time I'm like, yeah, but I know 40-year-olds that act fucking stupid too, you know? So,
right.
Yes, age is definitely just a number. But, yeah, I think it's really hard. Even, like, when I go on my dating sites, like, when you set, like, your parameters for, like, your search.
Yeah.
I'm like, 35, like, maybe, like, 10 years. Like, 35 to 45, you know? Like,
yeah.
A couple years younger than me and a little bit older, you know? Like. I don't even honestly probably even look to the early 30s. I'm like,
even that's questionable.
My brother just turned 30, and he's the baby. You know, he's my only brother, but he just turned 30. Not this last relationship, the one before, like probably like 2018 or 19. Like I was like 26, 27. My brother was a year younger, he was around the age of my brother's. Like, what the fuck? He's fucking my age. You might as well fucking date me. And he's just talking shit. And I'm like, fuck, dude. You know, like, and it's a 7-year difference. It's not.
Yeah.
I mean, if the guy was 7 years older than me, would you be mad? Or, you know, would it be a problem? Probably not.
You know what? That was an issue for me for a while when I was younger, because my sister's younger than me by 3 years. She's always been baby sister, you know? So, like, when I would date girls, I think the youngest I would usually date would be somebody around her age. And we're only 3 years apart, so it's not a lot, but it was always weird. And, like, right now, my girlfriend's, like, 3 years younger than her. But now, at this point, I don't even see it. But it's funny, though, because for me, like, age-wise, I personally don't think I could date younger than, like, my girl right now, because we're only 5 years apart. And I know some of it has to do with, like, who you grew up and who you don't. I know a lot of, like, real 80s stuff because my brother was born in the 80s. So, like, I learned a lot of stuff from him. My girl didn't have that opportunity, so she doesn't know a lot of stuff. But there's a lot of, like, songs or musics or movies or TV shows and stuff that I'll bring up to my girl, and she'll just kind of look at me like, the fuck are you talking about? Like, she has no idea. So I can only imagine trying to sit here and have a conversation with, like, a 22-year-old, 23-year-old.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
Right? She'd probably just be looking at me like, what, Grandpa? And I'm like, you know what, we're not doing this right now.
Like, I'm like kind of like, you gotta be born in like the 80s still. I'm a 94 baby, so you gotta be born in the 80s still. Like, you're in the 90s. Like, dude, I was already in school.
Yeah, no, seriously.
It feels so weird. And then that's when you start thinking about like cartoons or songs or something, and they're like just barely born. Like, they don't know anything about that.
No.
So, and then again, older, you know, I mean, I don't know. My parents are only 16 and 17 years older than me. So even someone that's 10 years older than me is still going to kind of know their shit. So I grew up around it anyway.
Yeah.
I heard it from them, you know?
Nice.
I don't know. It's like I said, I don't think you can't blame social media for it being hard. I think a lot of us have our own, dude, I had someone die, like someone I really thought I was going to stay with. And that's like, fuck, like it took me a good minute to date after that. It took me about 2 years. To date after he died, because it was like, you're scared it's gonna happen. And I mean, any of us could die at any fucking moment, you know, but it just was so the unexpected, you know. And like, fuck, do I want to go through that again or not? I mean, we're all gonna die, don't get me wrong, you know, we're all you know, the all of our numbers are gonna be called one day, but
I can't imagine. Honestly, like I would try to put myself in your shoes, but I can't just because like you know, like I said, I'm in a happy relationship right now, but I've been in relationships before where like I would miss the person every day. You know what I mean? Like you'd want to call and stuff like that. And like my dad passed away like 10 years, but when I see my mom sometimes, I'm like, dude, I know she misses him, and I know she there's nothing she can do about it. And like, let's say, like we know we can send the text or make the phone call, and we don't just because we don't want to get rejected or whatnot. But the feeling of not being able to because there's just no phone call to make or no way to even get ignored, I cannot fathom that kind of pain. Like Jesus, that like power to you that you were able to live through it. You know what I mean? That you seem like you're in a good place now, and that's awesome. I'm happy for
it. It's been 11 years. Yeah, it's been 11 years now. So it's been a while.
Do you think that kind of makes you overprotective? Like, do you think that experience in your past kind of makes you go like, you know, like maybe that's why you don't want to date another hood guy or something? Because you don't want somebody that can be potentially put in a situation where they lose their life? Or like, do you check up on the guys you date more? Did you notice that changed anything in your life?
I think I've always kind of been like that anyway. Not mothering, but I've always been like, let me know when you're home. Are you okay? Or, you know, they don't. Not like, oh my God, you didn't call me, but it's just, you know, the normal when the normal routine is like askew.
Yeah.
Without like not knowing like, hey, I'm gonna be here. I'm not gonna be on my phone for a minute, or you know, I'm gonna hit you up later or something. It's kind of like, fuck, are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, it's just that little like quick thought, but not so much to where it's like overbearing, you know, where they're like, fuck, dude, like. You're smothering, you know?
Yeah.
It just always, like I said, I think it's just in the back of your mind. And it does create that kind of like anxiety. Like again, like, but like you said, if you know, it's something like I'm used to, your girl gets up and maybe you start work before her and then she'll text you when she's up, you know?
Yeah.
And then she doesn't. And you're not like, oh yeah, she had something this morning. You know, it's kind of like, is she okay? You know, is everything good, like, hey, are you cool? And then still nothing. It's like, okay, fuck, what's going on? It just automatically kind of gets that little anxiety in it.
Oh yeah, no, totally good.
But I don't think it honestly deters me from dating or makes me feel like I don't want to date, because what if, because again, I don't know, I've come to terms with a lot of death and a lot of things that have happened in my life, and we're all gonna die, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not something holding on to that is just basically going to keep myself from living, you know? It'll keep me from being happier, keep me the fear of what's the inevitable anyway. We're going to die.
Yeah.
So do
you feel like anything from your past keeps you from dating? Not dating. Obviously, you haven't stopped dating, but like really, you're like, I'm not in any hurry at all. Like, I'll let it happen if it happens, but I don't want to actively look for it.
I mean, at this point, like, I think because I'm done, like, I'm done having kids. I don't want any more children. Nothing like that. I think I'm not in a rush. It, like I said, again, it sucks. Christmas, holidays, family things, Valentine's, birthdays, shit where it's like everybody usually has their somebody and I don't. It's like, fuck, you know?
Yeah.
But again, I think I've been in a physically abusive relationship. I've had my fiance die. You know, I've been through so much shit that it's kind of like, well, if it comes, it comes, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not in a rush for it. I would like it again one day. I would like to stay in, you know, have something, you know, a long term, or, you know, for the rest of our life, cool, we're good, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think any of that has made me feel like I don't want a relationship, or like, fuck, I really don't, I'm good, you know? Yeah. I think it's more like the inconsistency. It's more like not wanting to be disappointed by someone that, yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm good.
Well, no, that makes sense, because a lot of people that I've talked to, when it comes down to like after a breakup, or not even a breakup, I knew somebody that was in the talking stage, and they told dude, hey, you know what, I'm not feeling you, because I feel like that's the grown thing to do. Don't ghost somebody. Exactly. Don't, you know, I'm just like, and it was a tricky situation because like homeboy was like putting in work. Like he was really putting in work, like being extra sweet, gifts, all this stuff. And funny enough, that's what kind of told her like, hey, I don't want to do this no more, because like, it seemed like he was in a point where like his feelings were super strong and hers weren't. So when she noticed she couldn't match him, she told him, hey, I can't. I don't want to do this. I don't want to hurt you later on. I know it might hurt you right now, but it's better if we cut it off right now. And like the first thing dude told her was, see, I knew this was going to happen. I'm just never going to date. And then he said, I'm never going to date again. And I'm like, what the flying fuck? Like, first of all, why would you tell her that? Like, do you want a guilt trip her? That shit made no sense, you know?
That's how I feel like it is. My ex did the same thing. I'm never, you know, after my baby mama, you know, you were like the best thing and this and this and that. And I'm like, okay, but so I'm supposed to stay with you because you told me you weren't going to hurt me in the beginning. Okay, because who can foresee shit? Like, don't start, you know? But I'm telling you now, instead of 3-4 years down the line, staying with you because out of a guilt trip or staying with you because I feel bad. No.
Yeah.
You know, shit's not working. Shit's not working. Let's just cut our losses now and, you know, we'll be cool. Leave it on a good note. And yeah, I'm never going to date anybody again. I'm done dating. And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm not holding you to that. You know, right? I would hope you move on and date someone else at some point, you know. Like that's not gonna make me, you know, and it's been like that. I've actually had conversations and now he kind of gets messed up or is drinking and then it's like, you never gave me a second chance and everyone else got a second chance but me. And
oh, no way.
Like, dude, like during the relationship I told you many times what I didn't like, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't like this disrespectfulness. I don't like this and this and this. And I'm sorry. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, and it would happen again. And it would happen again. So for the most part, at least in my end, I may not be like, I'm giving you another chance, you know, or an ultimatum. But I'm going to sit and be like, just keep the tally of it, you know? All right, I've asked you. You're still doing it. I've asked you again, and you're still doing it. And I've made it known. I've done the communication. This bothers me, you know? I don't like this side of you. I don't like when you're wasted, this happens. Or when you're high, this happens. I don't know, whatever. You know, it's not, I'm not saying a thing. And then one day just, oop, I don't want to be with you no more.
So, do you feel like you put up with less or more now than when you were younger? Because I know a lot of people try to be more understanding. That's the only reason I would understand why some people would put up with more. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I know they're trying. And then some people are like, I've dealt with enough assholes that I'm just not putting up with shit.
To a point. I want to say I'm like half and half. So I'll more than likely give you like a chance. You know, I'll give someone a chance. Like, I don't know, maybe they're having a fucking shitty day. Maybe, I don't know, something else that they have not let me into that part of their life that I don't know about, you know? And something's just going on with them. But at the same time, like, again, if I'm telling you something's bothering me, I don't like being disrespected this way, or I don't like being told this, or when you're drunk this, and you continue to do it, then you're not listening to what I'm asking, you know? You're not taking into consideration what I've basically brought to the table and said, you know what, this, I'm not gonna stand for this, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm done. You know, I'm pretty quick to like, no, when I'm done, I'm done. Like, you can't call and beg. I'm not one of those go back and forth. We're going to break up. We're going to get back together. We're going to break up. We're going to get back together. Like, when I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I can relate to that because it's funny because I was having a conversation with my girl. We're about to be a year in like 2 weeks. And I know this falls on me because I used to be so short fused when I was younger. With all my relationships, I've had like a few 4-year relationships, 1 5-year relationships and stuff like that. And in every single relationship, I don't think we ever made it within 3 months without breaking up. I would always either break up or I was such a pain in the ass that they would leave me. And then we would get back together and then we'd break up and get back together. And then finally we'd last for like a year or 2 years and then we'd break up for good. And like, now that I'm older, I realize like I'm more level headed. Like, there's been times when, like, I've been, like, kind of thinking, like, do I still want to do this? I'm like, yeah, of course I do. You're just mad right now. Or, like, she's not explaining herself. Or you're not explaining yourself. And then I let it go. And then, like, 3 days later, I realize, oh, yeah, that wasn't no big deal. It would have been stupid for me to break up with her or, you know, to act a certain way to make her leave me. And before, I wouldn't. So, yeah, I kind of get what you're saying, though, because now I'm just like, all right, I'm going to try to be more understanding. Like, even with myself, like, why am I feeling this way? Why am I ready to blow up? Or why is she being this way? And yeah, it's for the first time in my 35 years of life, it's like I've been with somebody without breaking up once in a year, which is really crazy.
Yeah.
And I think which that comes like from dating gross. For so long.
Gross.
Shut up.
Gross.
What the fuck?
Gross truth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to? Hey, everything people say about me isn't true, all right? I do not have a reputation. But speaking of reputations, that leads perfectly into what I want to talk about last, because we're getting to the end of this. Sex, which this is still Sex and Relationship Podcast. So, my impression from talking to females is that when they get to our age, they want to have sex less because they feel that if, you know, they feel like they want to find a long-term relationship, and they feel that if they have sex early in the relationship or in the talking stage, a guy will dip out right away. I personally feel like if the guy dips out, he did you a favor, but I can understand how somebody doesn't want to get dipped out on the talking stage. And then more importantly, they don't want to be considered a hoe. I already had this conversation with a close friend of mine, Eric. We agreed that we should stop calling women that have a lot of sex hoes, because, you know, we should applaud them for being open with their sexuality and appreciate them when they're fucking us. But how do you personally feel with sex when it comes to this stage in your life? Like, are you still willing to have it just casually, or like, are you only willing to have it if you know that you're with a person that it feels like you're going to be in a long-term relationship with?
Well, as I said, I haven't had very many relationships in the past about 10 years. So I've had casual relationships. I'll tend to maybe mess with someone exclusively. Maybe it's not a relationship, maybe it's not a, you know, however, you know, type of thing, you know, but I'm not like trying to sleep with everybody. When I'm talking to someone, I feel, I mean, it's sex is natural, sexual attraction is nature, that's, it is what it is. If it's there, it's there. I don't think it's like the longer you hold out, the more they're going to be there. You know, you see couples that have fucking ended up being a hookup that fucking get married and down the line, and you're like, what the fuck? I thought they were just fucking around, you know?
Seriously.
And then you see people that are, you know, dating for 4 years, engaged for a year, get married, and they're fucking divorced a year later.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, so I don't put on, I mean, you're gonna call me a fucking hoe, you're gonna call me a hoe, I really don't care, you know. Like, I don't care. I'm a grown-ass woman. So I think, at least on a woman's, a female's perspective, a woman's perspective, like, if you can do what you gotta do, and you know, you don't have to fucking throw it out there for the world to see, and everybody and their mother doesn't know about it, who cares? You know, it's nobody's business but your own.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be, oh, it's because, you know, I didn't talk to, you know, we weren't talking for 90 days, you know, before, like, really? What if you talked to him for 90 days and he has a fucking needle dick at the end of it all? Like, fuck.
You know what? That's always been,
what the fuck?
That's always, no, but okay. So I know people that know me are going to be like, you're just a horn dog, but that's always been my thing. Like, why do girls like, so you know how girls are like, I don't want to see a dick pic, it doesn't turn me on. Well, why don't you just accept the dick pic just as like information, you know what I mean? What if he sends you a picture and that shit looks like all twisted and like weird looking or has warts? Don't you want to know that now before you're invested? I'm just saying, yeah, it only makes sense.
Very,
or like,
true.
Or
very
like true. What if his like sex is whack? Like, don't you want to know that? Like, what if he's the kind that just fucking,
well, I mean,
like,
and I would think the same for men. Like, you want to fucking, the girl, I've, okay, so I got plenty of homies, right? Homeboys that talk to me like I'm fucking a dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, dog, it felt like my fucking shit was in a bag of carne asada. Like, what the, What? That's fucking gross. And then I can't even look at these broads the same anymore because I'm like, oh my God. They have the fucking, they got no walls. You know, like.
And sex should matter enough for like a long relationship. Imagine what, staying with somebody for 50 years that you do not enjoy the sex. That's going to.
No, cause, God, no.
Exactly.
Nope. But like I said, that's what I'm saying. I won't say it's just females. I want to say men too. You know, like. Yeah. Why would you want to be with a female where it feels like you're fucking throwing a hot dog down a hallway? No, what are you getting off? What are you getting out of that? You know, regardless, I don't want to say, oh, because she's a hoe or she's this or she's that. Like, just in general, like, why are she, I don't know, doesn't know how to fucking do something you like, you know, or I don't know.
You know, I just recently discovered, because of TikTok, I recently got TikTok. Anybody that judges me, fuck you, it's entertaining. But, like, there's, like, so many girls on there that'll be like, oh, what's something that, you know, I don't know how the fuck it goes. But apparently, like, there's a lot of women out there that don't like giving head. I could not be with somebody that does not like giving head. That, to me, is, like, a super red flag. You know what I mean? Like, crimson.
But dudes are
red.
The same way. But dudes are the same way.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I don't want to fucking do that. But you want me to? Fuck you.
Yeah, no, it should definitely go both ways. Yeah, no.
It should go both ways or not go both ways at all. Like, either if they don't want to do it and you don't want to do it and everybody's cool with it, cool. But it can't be, like, one way or the other, you know? Like, yeah,
it's got to be fair.
Nah. No, I mean, the sex thing, I don't think. Again, yeah, it's unfortunately, you get a lot of that, like, whole shit and this and that and whatnot, and but you can go stick your dick in every single female you meet too, you know, like,
you know,
dirty ass bitch. Dudes can be dirty too. Yeah, super dirty.
Most definitely.
Really dirty.
Now, to wrap all this up, if you could give 21-year-old Osana some advice on dating, what would you tell her?
I would tell her, I would give her the mentality that I have now. Again, like, kind of how you talked about it. Like, it's that dude with the nice car and the this and that and that and that and that. And you got the dude that's, like, got his own place. Maybe not a brand new car, but, a paid off. Cool. Bills are paid. Blah, blah, blah. Kind of, like, give that one a chance. Because, of course, when you're young, it's so different, you know? I want to say probably there. I've had probably 2 or 3 dudes that I'm like, fuck. You know, like, had I only known what I know now or had the mentality I had now, I'd probably have fucking been married since then.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I probably would have been and still be married, you know, like, it's not a bad thing. It's not a, you know, and it's funny because I still talk to these males. I still talk to these guys, you know, yeah. They're my friends down the line. They end up just becoming really good friends of mine. And they tried in the beginning and I was like, nah, I'm good. You know, cause I was over here fucking chasing the felons. And the homies and shit, kind of like, oh, he's too much of a pretty boy, or he's too, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. What was I thinking? Fucking stupid ass, you know? And majority, you know, they're married now, or they're whatever, have kids, and it's all good. There's nothing, you know, I'm completely happy for them. And like I said, I have ones that are, you know, I've known them 15, 16 years. It's all good. But it's kind of like, give... Don't be so stuck in your type, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't be so stuck in your what you think, oh well, people are gonna talk shit if I'm with this type of person or that type of person, you know? And fuck it, whatever makes you happy, you know? But I think that would be, like I said, I know I probably missed out on a couple really good guys just for wanting to be fucking out there doing my thing and running the street, and you know, you weren't exciting enough for me at the time, and now I'm like, fuck, what I would give to have that.
I can agree with you that genuinely makes a lot of sense. I think looking back too, had I, and exactly what you hit on, which is funny hearing it from you, because I didn't think, like, women thought that way too. I mean, I know to a certain degree, but not admitted it. But, like, oh, what would people think if you end up with this person? I know for a fact in my younger days, because there was, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if you remember or not, but there was a time where, like, I was pretty damn sexy. And, like, I had females all over me. And
oh yeah, you did. You had tons of females. I was like, this was a man whore.
Yeah, no, seriously. And no, and funny enough though, like there was one female that like her looks for me at that time were not up to par at all. But I was on the low, I was up in that. And I'm pretty sure if I would have like just said fuck, you know, the reputation I have and what people will think and everything, I probably would have still been with homegirl because she was super dope as a person, you know, like everything about her was dope. The only thing genuinely keeping me back then, and I know this is making me sound like an asshole, is the fact that like her looks weren't what I wanted at the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But had I gotten out of my own way and been like, fuck it, this isn't it, you know, then I'd probably be with her. But kind of like when I was talking to my homie Eric earlier, is you definitely learn from your past, and that's not a mistake that I'm making again. You know what I mean? I'm never like I told him, like today I genuinely prefer, and again I have a girlfriend, but this is just talking, like, you know, I prefer a personality that's a 10 than a body that's a 10.
And
I'd be way happier. So no, that's dope. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Of course. Finally.
Right? Yeah, I know. This has been coming for a long time. But I definitely appreciate it. I definitely appreciate you being so open about this. Definitely going to try to make another one of these and find out, you know, what it takes, you know, to actually stay with somebody. Or even better, like, what mistakes we made personally in our last relationships that might have kept us with them, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't like to take responsibility for what they did. They always break up and blame the other person. But we're good at that. But thank you so much for joining me. I truly, truly appreciate you.
No problem.